All it takes is two letters and you know exactly what I'm talking about. AA. Across New South Wales, Australia, internationally, Alcoholics Anonymous has helped so many people who have struggled with alcohol abuse. Achieving sobriety is one thing, remaining sober is another, forming those connections, sharing those like stories. And that's why the face-to-face meetings with peers are so important. So, like, so much in your life. What happened when COVID prevented those meetings from happening? Were video chats enough to keep people feeling safe and supported? Let's take a look at this this morning. Judy is here from Alcoholics Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
That's good.
Tell me what happened in this time where all of a sudden we weren't allowed to meet face to face.
Yeah, well, as you just mentioned, that face-to-face meetings are, you know, a big part of our recovery, just to meet with the people, our peers, and to get help from other members. So when COVID struck we weren't able to meet face-to-face in our meetings anymore, it was quite a scary time for Vernie people. But we realised that these online platforms were just perfect for us, really. And a lot of our groups moved to these online platforms, you know, right away. And we've really embraced them, in actual fact. And they've just been fantastic for us. So, you know, it's allowed us to continue in our groups and, you know, meet on a daily basis with the people that we know. But it's been even more than that, because we're very social people, and just allowed us to make new friends around the world by, meeting online in other areas of the world, you know, and there's been 24-hour-a-day meetings going on. So there's always a meeting somewhere in the world for a member who needs it. So it's been absolutely, in that way, fantastic.
So it's almost opened it up more to have more conversations, meet more people who are, you know, share that experience with you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And another part of our AA recovery program is service, where we talk about how we best carry the message to the alcoholic that's still suffering out there. And we've also been able to meet with other service parts of Alcoholics Anonymous around the world and share our service experiences as well, in a much easier way than, you know, just email or writing letters.
Yeah.
So, so it has opened up AA to a whole new way of doing, I'm going to say business, but it's not really business, doing our recovery. So, yes.
Did you think that it would feel the same, even doing it in that online space, sitting at home? Did you think that it would be so successful, Judy?
No, look, I didn't really. And but, you know, it has been. It's not the same as meeting face to face. You can't give a hug and a cuddle. Not that we can do that anyway at the moment. But we're people that, you know, we like to hug and cuddle each other and things. So I think that's a part that we're still missing quite a bit. And in New South Wales, quite a few groups have gone back to face-to-face meetings now, and it is different, you know, but it just shows us that we are a fellowship that can adapt to what's around. And you know, and we've had to, really, as you mentioned before, and I've mentioned, it's, you know, it's a cornerstone of our recovery to meet with other alcoholics and share our experience. You know, but there have been people that have fallen through the cracks. I mean, there are people in the fellowship that maybe don't have a computer or don't have access to the internet or just won't, or for some reason or other can't get on our online platforms. And so as caring people, you know, I know within, I can only speak for myself, I'm not speaking as AA as a whole, of course, but within the group that I belong to, we've made a real effort to make contact with those people that haven't been able to get onto Zoom and have phone calls with them, and, you know, still let them know that we're caring about them, and, you know.
Do you think that this is something that will, you know, obviously we're hoping for a world where we can resume everything face to face as we did before, but do you think that there is a way to have both, especially maybe for people in smaller parts of New South Wales who don't have a meeting in their town?
Oh, absolutely. One of the meetings that I go to at the moment is a women's meeting, and we have face-to-face, a small face-to-face meeting, being COVID safe, and we've got a COVID safety plan, of course, that we follow. But we also have people coming in via their computer on their online platforms as well, and that works really, really well. I think there is still many people within AA that are not comfortable coming back to meetings. And of course, in Victoria, they're back on online platforms again. Totally, that aren't comfortable, who have health issues, that have not, you know, been able to go to meetings, and that's the online platforms has opened up a great space for them to continue on. Yes, so the answer to that is yes. I think these online meetings will continue on.
I've just seen, I've just seen Elton John post that he is today, it's his 30th sobriety birthday. Yes. He's reflecting, he says, he has a cake, a beautiful looking cake that says, reflecting on the most magical day, having celebrated my 30th sobriety birthday. So many lovely cards, flowers, chips from my sons, David, friends in the program, staff at the office, in our homes. I'm truly a blessed man. He says, if I hadn't finally taken the big step of asking for help 30 years ago, I'd be dead. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the people who have inspired me and supported me along the way. Hearing someone so high profile like that share their story and do that service and connect with the world, what does that mean to you, Judy?
Oh, well, it means a lot, really. Our fellowship, of course, is anonymous, and as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, I maintain my anonymity, you know. You know, when I'm speaking to you, that's part of our thing. But it's great that that people know that people such as Elton John can get sober through the fellowship. My story is that I got sober 35 years ago, and like Elton John, I made that step to ask for help too. You know, I was beaten. I was absolutely beaten. I had tried to stay sober on my own, and I found it was absolutely impossible. Sooner or later, the session would return. I would pick up a drink, and I would find myself back in the same situation very, very quickly. And I had to learn that I was powerless over alcohol, and that I needed the help of a higher power, and I needed the help of the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. And yeah, I believe that alcoholism is a disease, so I keep coming back, you know, and taking the treatment, which is our recovery program, and meeting with the people in the fellowship, either online or face-to-face when I can.
How does AA help you through, you know, through what is a lifelong battle, Judy, something that you'll always be working on?
Well, that's right. Well, AA, as I said before, is a recovery program. What I found is that I can't do it alone. I need the help of other people. So we provide, Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship. So we've got people in all stages of recovery helping other people to recover. People that have gone before me and people that have come after me, they all help me with my recovery. We have a program of 12 steps that have changed my life. So we admit that we're powerless over alcohol and that we need some sort of help, and the 12 steps is about making change in my life so I can live my life comfortably without having to pick up a drink. So I share with my fellow alcoholics what worked for me over the years, and they share with me what's worked for them over the years.
Must be nice when you see through your lived experience that light bulb moment in someone else being like, oh, why did no one say it like that years ago, Judy?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you say to people? It's been, you know, a pretty lonely time. It's been a hard time, you know, the last few months. There's been a lot of people who maybe have realised for the first time that they do have a problem. What would you say to them around getting help?
Well, I'd say give AA a call. There's people on the end of the phone 24 hours a day, and to find a meeting and get to a meeting as soon as they can. That's the other thing about the online meetings. Some of the, we've had quite a few newcomers come through the door, people that have found out during this COVID period that they've got a problem with alcohol. And some of those people have found it easier to come online. It's a little, it can be a little bit more anonymous, and a little bit more less scary than walking through the door of a building. And so I'd encourage those people to either come to a face-to-face meeting if they're comfortable with that, but if they're not comfortable with that, to get online and find a meeting online. And I can give the website where you
that
can
find
those meetings.
That would be great. Thank you.
It's aa.org.au. Find meetings.
I can see straight away when I log on just aa.org.au, it says online meetings up next. It says find online meetings, attending your first online AA meeting. So everything is there that you need.
Yeah. And the phone number is 1300 222 222.
Beautiful. Judy, I really appreciate you sharing a little bit of your experience, your story. Congratulations on 35 years. You've got 5 years on Elton.
Thank you.
So you give him some tips for how to keep going strong.
Well, the only thing about having years of sobriety is you got older as well, I'm afraid.
Age is wisdom and you're sharing it.
Goes in hand in hand.
Judy, lovely to catch up. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kat.
Judy there from Alcoholics Anonymous, just talking you through how they've managed to adjust, to pivot, to keep people safe and on track for what is, you know, a really challenging thing. That phone number again, if you need it, 1-300-222-222 or just aa.org.au.